There's a famous chiddush of the Dvar Avraham regarding Amila Shelo Bizmana, regarding Amila not on the eighth day. We all know the Torah tells us, Yom HaShmini Yimo Basarala. So one has to have a bris even on the eighth day, Afilo B'Shabbos. We don't apply the Klal Gzeira Derava like we do, no shofar, no lulav. Meal we have on the eighth day, whether it's Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, when it's Yom Kippur and Shabbos on the same day, every day of the year we do a Brit Mila, a Mila Bizmana. A Mila Shalom Bizmana is not done on Shabbos, because that isn't Tocha Shabbos, and therefore, and even a Suffolk Mila Bizmana, an i.e. a C-section baby, Ben Hashmash's baby, perhaps today with in vitro and artificial insemination, those type of babies are considered a Suffolk Mila Bizmana. And we don't do the bris on a Mila Shua Bizmana. We don't do on Shabbos or Yontov. Yontov Sheni seems to be Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rush. We, our meaning is like the Rush, no bris on Yontov Sheni. However, a Suffolk Mila Bizmana on Yontov Sheni, so it's a Svek Sveika, the post Gemalinya, so a C-section baby, a Ben Hashmashas, that we could do the bris. So let's say you have two babies that have to be gemalt, have to be circumcised. The one baby is a day, is a Mila Bizmana, and another baby is a Mila Shelo Bizmana. So which one takes precedence? Which one do you do first? I mean, it could be a nafka mina of a couple of minutes, but pihalacha, which one do you do first? So that's a discussion in the post-game, whether you go with the Mila Bizmana, because they compare it to like the din of tefillah, of tashrumin, that by tashrumin, first you have the ikur, whatever Zmani Mincha is, you daven Mincha, and then if you miss Shacharis, you make it up afterwards. So perhaps the same thing here. The Mila Yom HaShmini, that's the Chiyav, and then the one that you have to make up, you missed. And it's day 10, 11, so then you do after. That's what someone suggests. But the Dvar Avram has a Chiddush. He says, no. He writes, the Hecha Sheyesh Lefanav Shnei Yuladim Limo, when you have two children to circumcise, not your own, two different children, echad mila bizmana, echad mila shelo bizmana, you have a mila, one child that it's day 8, one child that it's day 12. Adav limo ha mila shelo bizmana, it's best to circumcise the one that it's day 12. Mila mo ha mila bizmana, then the day 8 baby. Sha mila bizmana. So why do you have to do a Mila Bizmana? Kolasi blakdimo eno elamishim zriza magdimo lamitzvahs. So he says, really, day 8 is the whole day. When you have a Yom Shemini, the chiyuv is to be done on day 8. There's no set time when it has to be done, but we have a general rule, zriza magdimo lamitzvahs, which we learn out from Rashkem Avram Abokir, and therefore we try to do the Mila as early as possible. Again, within reason, there's a famous Meiser of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Someone wanted him to be a Moel. No, someone wanted him to be a Sandik. At the bris, he said, sure. He said, well, I'm going to be davening at the Vatsikin Minyan because Reza Makdim Lamitus, the Rav Shlomo Zalman said, no, okay, find another Sandik. In other words, the point being is, of course, Reza Makdim Lamitus, but it has to be within reason. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was busy learning all night, preparing, doing many other things. It wasn't something he felt you have to fulfill his reason, Makdim and Lamitzvahs. He didn't feel you had to wake up at Vasikin for that. So either way, it's only it didn't his reason, Makdim and Lamitzvahs. Really, though, because if you did the Mila at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you didn't do anything wrong. You just, maybe it was just out the Dini Mila. Maybe as reason, Makdim, you should owe, and that's what I think the Shvash Yaakov talks about on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Zriza Magdimin, you should do it by Chatzos, I think he says is a cutoff point. So at least even within Zriza Magdimin Lamitzvahs, you have until Chatzos. Where does the Dvar Avraham get this Chiddush from? Where does he know but it's by Amigo Shogo Bizmana, Kol Rega, every second you do it, every second you don't do it, you are in violation of not doing Amigo Shogo Bizmana. So he gets his claims from a Rambam in Hilchas Mila, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. What is the Rambam, right? V'chol Yom V'yom Sheyavar Alav. Every day that passes and you don't do a bris, Misha Yigdal V'lo Yomo Asatzmo. When you get older, when you become a bar mitzvah and you don't do it yourself, Arehu Kumavato Mitzvazase. So he wants to, even though the Rambam says V'chol Yom V'yom, he wants to say the Rambam means korega v'rega. That's how others are going to have. Amigo shalob izmana kol shaisa v'shaisa zimna. And that's what the Tshuva Meyava also writes that way. Shamiya shalob izmana overlove korega v'rega. So he says, what is the reason why we should do the bris amigo bizmana early? It's not a din in mila per se. It's a din in mila. It's a din in zriza magdim l'mitzvahs. So all things being equal, you should do zriza magdim l'mitzvahs. However, Amigo Shogo Bizmana, that is a real din in Mila, that every second you don't do the Mila, perhaps you're violating the Mavato and Mitzvah's assays. That's the Chiddush of the Dvar Avram. It's a discussion I think I have to check, but I think most don't go with the Dvar Avram. And they go with the other Pshat that the Chova comes first. But that's a discussion with their with the Dvar Avram, and other posts can discuss the issue. So that's Amigo Shogo Bizmana. So there's a whole discussion regarding Amigo Shogo Bizmana. We said you can't do it on Shabbos. Is there any other day you can't do it? So, and then the Noda B'Yehuda, I don't know if he's working with the Dvar Avram or not, but he also feels strongly about doing Amigo Shogo Bizmana as soon as possible. He quotes, there was an old minig in some town, his town, that they used to do. See, today when we on Erev Pesach, instead of the firstborn's fasting, they hear a siyum. That's the custom today. But back in the day in Noda B'Yehuda, they used to have a mila. That's a discussion whether mila is a big enough sudas mitzvah, but how could you control a mila happening on Erev Pesach? Well, so in certain towns, if your towns are big enough, so it's likely it's going to happen. But the case was that people who couldn't do a mila bizmana because the baby was sick, it was a C-section, you couldn't do it on Shabbos, whatever the case may be, they used to wait until Erev Pesach. Again, so I'm not, I assume within reason, I don't know if they had the baby in Elul, they waited to Pesach, but I guess somewhere close to that time, I'm not sure what the cutoff point was, and maybe they waited to the. And they did. They always wanted to have a bris on Erev Pesach, so they wouldn't have to fast. So no, the Yehuda screamed Chai v'Kayam against this custom. He says, "What are you talking about? You can't. It's not once it's pushed off. It's pushed off. The Mila Shalo Bizmana. You have to do it. If you can do it day 9, so you got to do it day 9. You can't say, well, I missed day 8, therefore I'll do it day 15. And therefore, he was very against this minug. And therefore he says, you have to do it as soon as possible. So that's the Shaila, Mila Shalob Izman on a Yom Chamishi. Could you do a Mila Shalob Izman on Thursday? Because it's a famous Tashbait that says, in Mizdamin Mila Shalob Izman on a Yom Chamishi, Dochen also Arago Machar, Kadeshalicho Yoko Shalishik Mila Be Shabbos. And you might have to end up Machal Shabbos. So the Tashbait says, we learn, in fact, Rashi quotes in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, Yom Shlishi L'Mila Sohaya. And therefore, he says it was the third day of Mila, third day, and that's the most painful. That's a discussion. Sometimes it's not just 3 days, it's every day, it's 1, 2, and 3. But the Tashbeis obviously only learns it's day 3 because he says you can do a Mila Shalob Izman on Friday. Others would suggest that probably you wait until Sunday then. So that's the Shiloh. Because the issue is, he says that since on Yom Shlishi is the most dangerous time, it's a din of sakana, and therefore you'll be allowed to machal Shabbos, but you don't want to put yourself in a situation where it's going to take away chilul Shabbos, bitter oneg Shabbos. That's the famous machokes, the Ramban and the Baal HaMor regarding Zaman knocked over during the days of the Gemara Mishnah, for the health of the child, they used to wash hot water. And therefore, they used to wash the hot water, boil the hot water before Shabbos to put on the child. Marchitin sakatim ben lufnei ben la'acharei hamila. So the discussion was, what about if someone kicks over the water? So someone, if you already did the bris mila and the child's in danger, there's no water, so of course you have to machala Shabbos to heat hot water. But let's say someone knocked over the water before the bris. So that's a machokas, the Ramban Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor says, Ein lecha mitzvah. The Ramban says, Ein lecha mitzvah l'shaitza. You have to do a mitzvah right away. You don't have to make cheshbonos. Let the chips fall where they may. So I'll go heat up hot water if I have to. And according to the Baal HaMor, no, you have to be roes hanolad. You have to be able to see in the future. And since you know you're going to have to be machal l'shamis, so therefore, wait until Sunday. That's why the Machaber passes into Shulchan Aruch. There's a stira. There's a kasha. The Gemara says in Shabbos regarding not taking a boat trip more than 3 days before, or not 3 days before. The concern is you're going to need help on the ocean. You're going to be a Machal Shabbos. Some say Bitalonik Shabbos. The riff over there. So, however, the Gemara says, but for mitzvah, it's mutter. But for mitzvah purposes, you can. So the shaila is, Mila is a mitzvah, so how come we don't, so why are we worried about Bitu'onig Shabbos, or that if we're not worried about it regarding going on a business trip? So that's what they want to make distinctions, that the case of the Mila, you know it's going to happen. It's happening like it's going to happen the next second. Here is, so you're doing it on Shabbos. So when you're doing it on Shabbos, you have to worry about the consequences of Shabbos. When you're doing something on Thursday or Friday with Var Mitzvah, you don't have to. And others point out as well, one's a Safik, one's a Vadai. Basically, the child's a Cholash Eish Bo Sakana, you're going to have to be Marchit and a Sakatan. But a boat ride, you're not sure if it's going to happen. Either way, that's a discussion but regarding that issue. Whether Bizman Hazeh, our ships, our cruises fall under that category that we can no longer take a cruise on 3 days before Shabbos. But regarding here, we pass from like the Baal HaMor, but it's not really Lamaisa, since today we don't wash the child anymore, not because we don't care about the safety of the child. There's no need for it. Today we have septics, antiseptic, we have things to take care. We put on the child for infection better than hot water, and therefore it's not an issue today, because it's clearly, that was even the Beis Yosef, right, who lived in the 1500s, so I don't know how much his sanitary times were better than the Gemara, apparently they were, and definitely can't compare it to our times, where he says it's no longer needed. So clearly, he learned it's a pure health issue, and therefore it was a pure health issue, and it doesn't apply, so you don't have to keep it. That's exactly part of the Nakuda regarding Mitzitza. Mitzitza, the Gemara says, seems to be a health issue. So, that leads some Achronim to discuss whether Bizman Hazeh, that Mitzitza, not only perhaps isn't, that's part of the discussion, what the Gemara means. Maybe there are other factors to it as well. But if it's only a pure health issue, so then maybe we could get rid of Mitzitza. So, there are those who suggest that, but halacha, no reputable mole would not do mitzitza. Everyone agrees to do mitzitza today. It's whether you do a peper bakli, but that's a separate discussion. And just one last thing on the inyani bris. So there's a famous medrash regarding David HaMelech, that when David HaMelech was in the Beis HaMerchatz, he said, "Ailana, woe to me, I can't..." He felt so bad, he couldn't do any mitzvahs. And two, he looked at his makam hamila, he remembered his makam hamila, and he was nisyashiv daito. And he said, so therefore he was felt better. What the shaila is like, what do you mean? He just did the mila today. So what was the nisyashiv daito about? So, they point out that there's a famous Maharach or Zeruah, the Zeruah's son, that points out, we know there's a klal of osik b'mitzvah patar min ha-mitzvah. When you're involved in mitzvah, you're exempt from another mitzvah. But a makayim mitzvah isn't. So therefore, even though David, you always have Yamila, so you're not exempt. The Chiddush of this, the Chiddush of others, the Brisker Rav says it, that the two dinim by Mila, there's the din, the mitzvah, the Maisa Chaticha, and then you have a Chaloshem Moho, you're considered a Gamal, so that's also an Indian. So therefore, apparently it was Nisyashiv Daito, he was a change of Chefsa, that he was no longer an Aro, he became a Gamal, that is a transformation. And therefore, that's what David was able to instantiate. Died. So Shaila is, why Dafka Mila? Like, why not some other mitzvahs? Why not? He looked at its payas. He looked at other things. Why specifically Mila? So the Baal Shem Tov explains that really it wasn't Mila per se. It's not a physical thing that he was in the base. Maybe he was, but that's not the meaning. The Gemara is that he was doing a it's bonus, a self-examination. In other words, how many mitzvahs do I really have? I do mitzvahs shalom l'shma, I do it for ego, for pride, for PR, whatever I do mitzvahs. Like, he's looking through all the mitzvahs he does and he has nothing left. There's no mitzvahs he does that really does purely for the sake. And then he's thought about the Mila. Mila, 8 days old baby. Moment, they don't know what kavanah they have, but it's definitely show not with any ulterior motives, and also it's not his way forth. But either way, the Baal Shem Tov writes that represents a pure mitzvah l'shma. So that mila, that's the one mila I could take with me anywhere I go, and therefore this yashiv daito, and that's what the Chassidish Rebbeim say on the pshat. We say at every bris, kishem she nichnas lo bris kein yikanes lo Torah. Just like we enter in the bris, and the bris, the aspect is totally lishma, so too I should have a lishma in Torah chupa masim tovim. Of course, you're not going to have a lishma in everything, but at least we should try to pick one aspect of a mitzvah to try to have a lishma, something meaningful. That's why the famous Nitziv, the Torah talks about the bris, besides it's himo yimo, the mitzvah, the ma'isa mila, but it's brisi olam. It's something forever, because it's something forever. Why? Because that was done l'shma. And if it was done l'shma, we know if it's done l'shma, it's very lasting. That's how the famous Sherman Schwab has a piece explaining why did, when Bilam wanted to curse the Jews, so when they were, when he was going to go free, God didn't let him go, based on Rashi there. But when he took money, so God said, okay, go. So what's the pshat? He's interested in Bilam's parnasa? The answer is no, that if Bilam is doing it for the money, so he really wouldn't be into it, so it wouldn't be that powerful. But watch out for the shmoniks. We don't have to look around too far today with the people, suicide bombers, they might have the wrong cause. Not they might, they do. But they believe in their cause. The lishma, you know, and someone who believes in the cause, whether it's an erroneous cause or not, that's a very powerful thing. And that's what they came to. It's like bris is a lashma, that's why it's bris yol, and so too when we enter Torah Chuba Masen Tovim, we should each try to find the lashma in our mitzvahs and so forth. Not only the bris should be a bris yol, that all our mitzvahs should be a bris yol.